the officials, NFL compound was under the spotlight a lot. And to recap what went on yesterday with the stripes, we're joined now by former head of NFL officiating and Fox NFL rules analyst Dean Blandino. How you doing, Dean?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. Let's begin with the non-call on the pass interference.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone knows it should have been called, but can you take us through this? Could the whole crew have like convened and made a different call, or is that specifically on the one guy on the sideline?
No, I mean, someone else could have come in. You look at that play, and just coverage-wise, there's one official that is responsible for that receiver. But once the ball is in the air, then multiple officials should go to that location. So you can get one official, maybe from their perspective, they didn't see the contact as being early, but someone else can definitely come in and say, hey, from my angle, he was clearly early, and they can put the flag down late. What they can't do is they can't review it with instant replay. It has to be done on the field by the crew on the field.
How do you explain that when you, I mean, it's the common phrase, you had one job, that's your responsibility,
yeah.
And people are labeling this the most egregious non-call in the history of the NFL. How does this happen? At this particular point in the game, how does it happen?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I was in that position where you have to, you know, answer that question. You know, how does that happen when somebody's responsible for looking at that, and we see it, and we get, look, we get the benefit of replay, and it looks worse on the reviews in slow motion. But again, they're championship game officials. They're there for a reason. They have to make that call. I think, you know, you watch that game and you know, you guys played in the NHL, you kind of deal with that too, is, you know, in the postseason, in the playoffs, do the officials kind of swallow their whistle and let more go? And I think that's where this crew was. You watch that game and they were letting them play, which is good to an extent. But then I think they got lulled into a false sense of security, and they didn't call really, you know, the ones that needed to be called late in the game.
Are you somewhat shocked of the social media activity by the opposition players who were kind of like, back in the day it was like, you know what, we don't know what happened there. Players would just act dumb. But players were going on Instagram from the Rams.
Todd Gurley's post.
I mean, it was almost, I don't know. It's just, I would never do that. I would never condone that. But was that somewhat shocking?
It really was, because I hadn't seen that in the NFL. In my experience, and like you said, you talk about it. Look, they know they got away with one. Let's smirk and let's not say anything and let's move on. And it's almost as if they're celebrating it, and that's just not a great look. And it was surprising, because I haven't seen it to this degree where guys are, you know, posting that stuff. And again, it goes to where we are today with all this social media stuff. Everybody wants, you know, to get their piece of attention. So,
with Dean Blandino, former head of NFL officiating and Fox NFL rules analyst, in the nightcap, there was obviously the review of Edelman and the punt return and whether or not it hit him or not. In those circumstances, how nervous is the league? Like, biggest game, there's probably 40, 50 million people watching, if not more. It's, you know, in the fourth quarter, it's a massive play. When you're reviewing that and they're talking back with whoever they are in New York or whatever, I mean, can you place us in that scene, in those shoes? How nervous would you be making that kind of a judgment call?
Well, there's no question that if you let the situation and the magnitude of the game get to you, then you're not going to be able to really make a great decision. And I've been in those situations. I've been in the replay booth during Super Bowls. And you have to block that out. You can't think about, oh my God, 100 million people are waiting for me to make this decision. You have to treat it, easier said than done, but you have to treat it like, you know, a week two game at 1 o'clock. And the really good the good officials and even the good athletes, they're able to block that out and you know, not get overwhelmed by the moment. But it can, you know, if you don't have that the right mindset and that mental fortitude, it can impact you. And believe me, I've been in those situations. And if you start to let the situation dictate what you do, you're not going to make a good decision.
Are there ramifications for refs when they do make a mistake? I mean, they didn't make mean to do that last night, but I know in the National Hockey League, refs get written up. There's a file on them. They don't get to ref bigger games in the playoffs, that type of stuff. So a guy who misses a call like that last night, is what would be the ramifications?
Yeah, there's no question they're evaluated. They're evaluated on a weekly basis during the season. They get a report. Look, these officials were at the top of their position. That's why they were in that game, and they were evaluated over the course of the entire season. And again, you're not going to fire an official for one missed call, but if there's a body of work where they're not performing up to the acceptable standard, that's when changes have to be made. So this is definitely something that will be part of their, you know, evaluation and will stay with them. And again, I don't anticipate there being any fallout in terms of firing those officials, because those are your best officials that are working that game. But again, it will follow them, and no one feels worse than those guys that were part of that non-call. I can guarantee you that.
Really appreciate the insight. Thank you for doing this, Dean.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
There's Dean Blandino, Fox NFL rules analyst.